You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 139. Thanks so much for joining me. I can't wait. I have such an awesome guest today. I've been trying to get him on here for a while. He gave me a hard time. But his name is Michael Turpin, and he's a proud father of one, Marine Corps combat veteran, Indianapolis firefighter, mental health advocate, peer support specialist with a mission to bring hope to the hopeless. Through his lifetime, adversity and turmoil strengthened and equipped him with experiences to understand the misunderstood and love the unlovable. And you guys are going to love him. I'm so excited to have him here. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm so happy that you're here. So let's, can you share with everybody, what impact are you working to make?
Well, I had my own trials that I've been blessed with throughout the times, and those have strengthened me to be able to, you know, like I said, relate to the unrelatable. And my impact that I'm trying to make is to give hope to the hopeless and to truly be understood and to understand others.
Mm-hmm. So talk about some of those life experiences. You've had quite a history.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you're turning around to help others. Love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, starting from growing up, you know, my childhood was not the typical childhood. I was 5 years old leading the family, and little brother and sister came across death pretty early, with my mom dying in the third grade. And all that is, it just kind of shaped me to be who I am today. I joined the Marine Corps out of high school. My aunt actually raised the first 5 kids to graduate high school, which was awesome. She's kind of my hero and the person I look up to. Mm-hmm. She kind of deterred our what would be the typical family tradition and got us off that track. Mm-hmm. So being the second person to graduate high school, joined the Marine Corps, did my time there, was infantry, 2 deployments, 1 to Afghanistan. Did that, got out, and started falling down the path that a lot of veterans do of feeling hopeless and feeling misunderstood and isolated. I became a victim of myself, and that's and until I recognized that, and until I understood the fact that, you know, I'm doing this to myself, and I have control over what I do, then nothing was going to change.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened when you started feeling helpless and isolating yourself? And
well, I was married for 10 years. That ended in a divorce due to me being a victim of myself, not bettering myself. Poor me. I'm allowed to be a crappy person because I've been through crappy things, this and that. Mm-hmm. And that was my excuse, is you know, I didn't have to be a better me because so-and-so events have happened to me. Mm-hmm. Whether it be childhood, upbringing, Marine Corps, you know. But I found every reason to be a victim rather than finding ways to find a solution. And it just took a toll on a marriage. We were married 10 years. We have a little girl, 6 years old. And I didn't have to be a dad. I was isolating myself, and she was playing mom and dad, and she became my caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best thing that ever happened to us, because now I can proudly boast. This is one thing I can boast about, is being a great dad. and I am, and got co-parenting down to a science. Me and her mom, me and my daughter's mom, we talk every day. She's remarried and he's a great guy, and we all collaborate and co-parent, and
that's great.
Yeah. So, and none of that would have happened had divorce not happened, had I needed to better myself, because she was unintentionally enabling. She was taking care of everything. I didn't have to better myself because she was taking care of it.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do to better yourself?
Well, I hit rock bottom. I went through poor me's, and I just found a quick dopamine dump anywhere I could, you know, instant gratification on life. And then the woe is me is I stopped caring about myself or others, started pushing everybody who loved me and wanted to help me away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to reevaluate my situation, reevaluate my life. And I actually, at 31 years old, I got saved and turned to God. So
mm-hmm.
That was the turning point for me. And that was only months ago. So,
mm-hmm.
And then where I've gotten today is, you know, a lot of veterans and folks in general, not just veterans, suicide is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide. And it's one of those things that you don't talk about, because if you don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And it's such a taboo subject, but it's a real problem. And it's a problem that a lot of folks feel that they're isolated, that nobody understands them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when people turn to suicide and or suicidal tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my impact is having a lot of close friends die by suicide and being in that situation myself, where I was moments away mm-hmm. of killing myself because I thought it was the best thing for everybody around me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impact I want to make is I want to reach out to those that feel that they're alone, that feel that nobody understands them, and to, you know, truly empathize and care about another human being because they're another human being.
Mm-hmm. And so much value. And thank God that you found God and that you didn't do what you were intending to do. And now you're here to help others.
See how difficult that was for you to even tiptoe around the word suicide or kill yourself?
Yeah.
It is. It's one of those taboo things. And,
mm-hmm.
and
right. Yeah.
But yeah.
So you're a peer support specialist. So talk about that. What was involved in, you know, what is it? What was involved in becoming a peer support specialist, and what do you do?
Well, on Indianapolis Fire Department, we kind of have kind of leading the way in a sense that understanding that mental health is something that needs to be cared for just as much as physical health, especially in the fire department and first responders. That's another area where there's a lot of isolations and a lot of stigma where, you know, suck it up, or, you know, other folks have had it harder, or this is the job you chose, so you're not allowed to feel these ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so Indianapolis Fire Department's actually kind of spearheaded a lot of this, and we have a actual structured peer support group where there's a handful of us that have the resources and have the know-how to gain access to the help that this firefighter needs, or to recognize invitations that there's calls for help, their cries for help. Some people call it red flags. Invitations is more, I think, makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how would you find out that someone needs help from a peer peer support person?
Well, there's different ways. This was an obvious traumatic event, the traumatic run, whether it be a pediatric patient or mm-hmm. another firefighter or somebody that resembles a family member of theirs, so that there could be the call out where, yeah, they went through a traumatic, they had a traumatic call, so mm-hmm. let's go make sure that they're okay, and they may be okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, you know, they reach out to us, and if a firefighter reaches out to us, they know that they can do that in 100% confidentiality mm-hmm. and not have any fear of repercussions or getting in trouble, even if they're, you know, if they're seeking help
mm-hmm.
because they're using unhealthy coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get that help for them, and without it being plastered on billboards or without somebody getting in trouble because they're taking that huge first step themselves mm-hmm. anyway of wanting to be better and wanting to better themselves and recognizing a potential thing that could get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so great that, yeah, I'm sure in the past, maybe they would be concerned that there might be some kind of consequences and or that people might find out. So it's great that they now
Correct.
Have a place to go where there aren't going to be repercussions. It's seen as a positive to reach out for help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as you think back to some of the people that you've helped, what is one specific instance maybe, or, you know, that kind of sticks out in your mind that really fuels your passion to continue doing this work?
You know, and it probably, it, you know, that's a very difficult question.
We can skip it.
No, I'm trying to, so a lot of what fuels me and what has is actually not job related at all. Mm-hmm. It's because looking at it as, oh, I am a peer support specialist or I'm on the peer support team, sees me as somebody that's supposed to do a check in the box or fix something. And, mm-hmm. and that's not the case. But what fuels me is when somebody comes to me,
mm-hmm.
Giving me that opportunity to just listen for one
mm-hmm.
and allow them to be heard and to see the just kind of almost literally watch the burden be lifted from their shoulders because they've taken that step and they've opened up
mm-hmm.
and can now guide themselves onto the path that they need to go to take that next step to,
mm-hmm.
They've recognized it. Now it's time to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that, just that transformation in somebody to feeling completely hopeless and, unheard and just alone to, mm-hmm. wow, to, finding that connection and that human connection.
Mm-hmm. It's probably such a gift. Yeah. If you're feeling isolated, like you're not worthy or valuable, and just the gift of time that you're giving. And then when you're empathetic and helpful and care, that's got to be such a, you know, a good feeling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For others. Yeah. So what has been your biggest internal or external challenge that you've had to overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Definitely the victim mindset. Mm-hmm. What I referred to earlier is, you know, I'm allowed to be a crappy person because I went through crappy things. So,
mm-hmm.
That infected my life over and over, and it's still something that I have to keep at bay. It's an easy out for me, and it's mm-hmm. something that I have to continuously keep in check because there may be parts where I feel alone or where I feel isolated, or I isolate because I don't want, it's my problem, not anybody else's.
But so what do you do to overcome it? What do you, what do you kind of make yourself do?
I honestly, it's the motivation comes from knowing where I was in my mental health struggles and recognizing how far I've come. And yes, I may still struggle, and we all struggle. Everybody struggles. And everybody's struggle may be different, but everybody struggles similar. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But just keeping, just having an outlet, having a tangible intervention kind of just for myself. So when I'm not thinking right, or when I'm starting to feel, starting to be succumbed to feeling alone, is I have a plan. Is I have go-to people that I know I can reach out to, and I can confidently do so. And that they're not just going to give me what I want to hear. And it may not be all, and it's definitely not going to be what I want to hear, because that means I've put in work.
Yeah, but they tell you the tough stuff.
Yeah, but not tough love. But they're willing to be real, and they're I'm allowed to be heard, and everybody wants to be heard and be known.
Yes.
Yeah. And just having that support system, and I demolished that support system in the past because I wouldn't allow it. So having that support system, hanging on to that support system, and and fully grasping the love and empathy and care that is involved with that plan that I have to help myself, because I have to keep my glass full if I'm going to fill up others.
Yeah, that's so important. Yeah, that's that other piece. You can't, you have to keep yourself fueled first so that you can give to others. Does that, do you see that, is that motivating to you to help you, like, in addition to just trying to live well? Is that, extra motivation
it
for you?
It does, because, you know, I make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. It's learning from those and embracing them is, is so, using my past and what I've been blessed to overcome and have been strengthened by, using that as a tool to connect with others, with other humans, is huge, and not as a distraction so I don't have to deal with my own problems.
Right. So how do you stay motivated moving during tough times? I mean, I know, so, and you may have just answered that question. It might just be reaching out to these people. Are there other things that you do as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I told you I got saved at 31 years old. So the Bible and just turning to God and Jesus has been detrimental for me. Another thing would be understanding that, you know, yeah, it's a tough time, but it's just a tough time. It's not a tough life. So it's just it's a bad day, not a bad week. It used to be bad. It used to be bad months. Now it's a bad day. It's not a bad life. So, and then, lastly would be, this happened. This deterrent, this stumble, this event happened that negatively impacted my life. Now what? So I no longer kind of worship or put it up on a pedestal of, look how bad this happened. It's more of, okay, yeah, that happened. Now what? Now what are we going to do to move forward? So you can stumble, but stumble forward.
I like that. Stumble, but stumble forward. Yeah, because who's going to go through their whole entire life without stumbling into something? Exactly. And then it's, you get to choose what you do with it. Awesome. So what words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make an impact?
If you have that passion, go all in. Again, you'll mess up, you'll make mistakes, but screw it up with confidence.
I like that too.
I mean, it really, it be intentional, confident in your decisions. If you make a mistake, you learn from it and you won't do it again. But if you accidentally get it right, I see that as bubbling the letter C on a Scantron, on an answer, on an exam. Yeah, you'll get the answer correct maybe for hitting the letter C, but that knowledge that you'll need for future tests you've left behind.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's good. So I got to recap a couple of these. So hold on, we'll have to edit that out. Hit my microphone. All right, so stumble, but stumble forward. It's tough. It's a tough time, but not a tough life. And I love that goal, all in. Screw it up with confidence.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
I love it. So is there anything else that you'd like to share before we finish up today?
Process your emotions. Mm-hmm. Embrace the struggle. I mean, embrace the fact that you have that opportunity to fail. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge those emotions, process them, and then move forward. Otherwise, you're pushing them back in your head so you don't have to deal with them, and those demons are going to regroup, and they're going to ambush you on their time, mm-hmm. not yours.
Shoot, and sometimes they're not even in their head. They land in your body somewhere, and it creates
absolutely
pain in your body, and who knows
yep.
what. Yeah.
Yep. And then lastly would be lose the victim thought of why me, and change that to what can I learn from this? What can I gain from this? What can I take from this pain that's happening? And that's kind of what fuels me is finding purpose in my pain and having that passion to go out and do something with it.
Love it. All right. So if you guys want to connect with Mike, I'm going to have his LinkedIn URL on today's show notes. So go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and go to episode 139. And then you can connect with Mike on LinkedIn and, you know, see his bio and see more of what he's been up to. So I appreciate so much you joining me today. And, you know, I want to say if you are struggling with relationships or having some drama in your life or things are standing in the way from you making your impact, also reach out to me at defeatthedrama.com. Go to that podcast tab and connect with me. I am happy to share some strategies specific to your circumstance. You'll get some personal information directly from me, and I'll also share on a future podcast so your struggle can help to benefit others. So thanks for listening today. And again, go out and connect with Mike at episode 139, today's show notes, and get out there and make your great impact. Make it a great day.